Hello, I'm Pauline Goldsworthy and I'm joined by
Chris Gillam
for part two of this week's Chatterbox. First of all, we will see what we have for you in Information Desk, and then we'll follow with some news items. Also coming up, we have a second feature. This time, the paper's offering under the heading Weird Norfolk, a tale about Coltishall. But first, Information Desk.
We have two messages this week. Firstly, thank you, Mrs. Joy Wilby, for your kind donation. It is very much appreciated. And secondly, it is goodbye and hello to Mrs. Mary Southwood, who is leaving Chatterbox as a memory stick listener, but going over to her listening device, whose name we had better not say, as it will activate all your listening devices. Please let us know how you get on with listening to Chatterbox on your device. We will send you an envelope for your player.
Unwanted telephone calls. We received this letter from listener Mr. Ivan Mortimer. Since answering a questionnaire on the phone a couple of years ago, I have been inundated with unwanted calls telling me my broadband would be disconnected, among many other things, and many calls where the caller just disconnected. I was receiving sometimes five or six unwanted calls a day. I think I have found the solution. I contacted my line provider, TalkTalk, 3 weeks ago, who suggested I use their free service called CallSafe. Since taking up this service, I haven't had one unwanted call. The one disadvantage with the service is that anyone who genuinely wants to contact you has to say their name, which is then played to me, and I have three options. Number one, accept. Number two, accept this time only. And number three, reject. Once you accept a caller, they will come straight through next time they call. I am aware that not many listeners will have TalkTalk as their line provider, but I'm sure most phone companies will have a similar service. It's always worth asking. That's good advice, Ivan. Thank you.
Coffee mornings in Dereham. Do you fancy meeting other visually impaired people for coffee and biscuits every fourth Monday of the month at 10:30 a.m? The meetings are held at the Gemini on Sandy Lane in Dereham. There is plenty of parking, including disabled parking, and the access is on the left of the building. NNAB community workers Jane and Linda will be hosting in the restaurant area and will be there for any help and advice you may need. The price for coffee or tea and biscuits and a friendly chat is £2. For further information, please contact Jane on 01603 629 558. The next meeting will be on Monday, the 29th of April.
The NNAB and RNIB Joint Choir Project. Come and join workshop leader Marion Fox in this new informal group to discover your inner singing voice. From harmonies to short a cappella numbers, Marion will lead you through some popular numbers and help to form a joint choir. The meetings will take place every first Thursday of the month at the NNAB Bradbury Activity Centre at Beckham Place, Norwich, from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. The next meeting is on Thursday, May the 2nd. Each session costs £3, including refreshments. For further details and to book your place, please contact Mark or Elaine in the Leisure Activities Office on 01603 973 216, or you can email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
The Broadland Blind Club takes place on the first Thursday of each month from 2 to 4 p.m. at St Cuthbert's Church Hall in Wroxham Road, Sprowston. The club has various activities including entertainers, speakers and raffles. Refreshments are available. The club also has days out, including going out for meals. It certainly sounds good. At the moment, transport cannot be provided for new members, but if you can arrange to get to Sprowston, you and your driver are very welcome. It costs £8 per year for members to join. If you are interested, please call Mervyn on 01603 961 407 or Marion on 01603 408 758. I'll repeat that, 01603 408 758. The next meeting will be on Thursday, the 2nd of May.
Spring Pamper Evening, Friday the 3rd of May from 6pm to 9pm at the NNAB Bradbury Activity Centre, Norwich. An evening of pampering taster sessions including massage, facials, reflexology, haircuts, Hopi ears, reflexology and much more. Prices from £3 to £15 for us to 40 minutes of treatments. The tea rooms will be open all night selling wine, homemade cakes and other refreshments. Entrance is £3 on the door, or to reserve your tickets call 01603 573 000.
Alta Vis Holiday Break 2019 for visually impaired people and sighted helpers. The venue, Woodlark's Campsite in Farnham, Surrey. The dates are from Saturday, June the 8th to Saturday, June the 15th. The prices for the full week, 7 nights in total, £120. For shorter stays, it's £20 per night. Food and other supplies have to be purchased in advance of the week. Therefore, a deposit of £50 is mandatory in order to secure your booking. The contact is Sean Cavai of Alta Vis, whose email is scavai@yahoo.co.uk. I'll spell Cavai. It's S-Cavai, S for Sean, Cavai, C-A-V-E-I-L-L-E, all lowercase. We run the holiday by hiring Woodlark's campsite for the week. It is not a public site. It specifically provides accessible camping for people with a range of disabilities. The address is Tilford Road, Farnham, Surrey, GU103RN. The website is woodlarks.org.uk. If you or a companion are coming as a sighted volunteer and are on a limited budget, please contact us, as we may be able to offer a reduced fee. We need a qualified lifeguard and a first aider. Please contact us if you are able to help. That's all from Information Desk.
Now we'll turn to some news items. Just when we thought all the roadworks in the city were over, we hear that work will start next week in the city centre yet again. But there is some good news too. There's a celebration in the cathedral of 100 years of the WI and an awards ceremony for the YMCA. A youngster returns from the USA having had successful surgery. And, on a different tack, our county's bee population gets some help. And with the current wonderful run being enjoyed by the city's football team, do you remember the success in Europe all those years ago? There's a football memories trip to Europe to raise funds for charity.
The next phase of the 2.75 million traffic shake-up in the Prince of Wales Road area is due to start next week, which will permanently reduce the number of lanes in two Norwich streets. The Transport for Norwich scheme will see Prince of Wales Road reduced to a single lane near Eastbourne Place, opening back out to two lanes on the approach to Foundry Bridge. That is to allow for a city-bound cycleway to be put in place, along with a wider footpath and a lengthened loading bay. Rose Lane is also being reduced to a single lane from its junction with Prince of Wales Road to its junction with Mountergate and Eastbourne Place. The lane opens back to two lanes after the junction. A new on-carriageway cycle lane is being put in place in Rose Lane between the junction with Prince of Wales Road and Mountergate. Both lane closures will be in place permanently as part of the bigger scheme, which Norwich City Council and Norfolk County Council say will improve traffic flow plus pedestrian and cycle access in the area. Work is due to start on Tuesday, April the 23rd and will continue until the end of July. From Monday, May the 13th, St Faith's Lane will be permanently closed to motorised traffic, and from the same date, Eastbourne Place will be temporarily closed while works to reverse the traffic flow are carried out. A new public space is being created at Eastbourne Place, with better landscaping and lighting. And when it reopens, traffic flows will be reversed, allowing traffic from Mountergate to get onto Prince of Wales Road. A new turning head is being created from Prince of Wales Road onto Rose Lane to allow access to Mountergate, and a new bus stop will be installed in Prince of Wales Road to replace the Riverside Road stop.
More than 750 members of the Women's Institute celebrated the Federation's 100 years at Norwich Cathedral. The celebration was led by the Dean, the Very Reverend Jane Hedges, and was attended by Federation Chairman Margaret Collingwood and Treasurer Vicky Reynolds, as well as the Lord Mayor and Sheriff of Norwich. WI members read an eclectic mix of pieces, including I Am Woman by Helen Reddy and an extract from Ulysses by Alfred Lord Tennyson. A special centenary choir performed at the celebration, and its 78 members sang a variety of music, from You've Got a Friend by Carole King to the ABBA favourite Thank You for the Music, and Paul Rutter's The Lord Bless You and Keep You. Speaking ahead of the celebration, Miss Collingwood said, It will be a celebration of the Federation now and a thanksgiving for all the enterprising members who went before us. We have aimed to make the celebration reflective and joyful.
A three-year-old girl with a one-in-a-million condition has arrived back home in Norwich after surgery in America enabled her to walk for the first time. Young Victoria Camarda has been treated at the Paley Institute in Florida after the NHS insisted double amputation was the only option. She has tibial hemimelia, a congenital condition in which the legs are shortened with knee and ankle deformities. The people of Norwich and Szczecin, the family's old home in Poland, helped to raise a staggering £180,000 for the treatment. Victoria's right leg was amputated above the knee while in America, but just 2 days after a second operation in November, Victoria amazed physios by taking her first steps. Her progress was so astonishing, she has returned home a month early. Mum, Marzina Druswic, said now she's going to be able to walk and run and do everything like a normal girl. It was horrible at the start, but now I can say we are done and we are happy.
A Norwich man has created a simple card he hopes people around the country can use to save bees' lives. Dan Harris has founded Bee Saviour Behaviour, a group committed to saving the bee population and raising awareness of the importance of the insects. Honeybees are disappearing globally due to pesticides, habitat loss and disease, but it is estimated that one-third of the food we eat every day relies on pollination, mainly by bees. Mr. Harris said, We are trying to inspire people to connect with the bees in their local neighbourhood. In cities, we don't feel like we're connected to nature, but there's nature all around us we don't spot. We walk past bees every day, and it's about having awareness about how interesting they are. The card has bubbles with a pre-made solution inside. If a person sees an exhausted bee, they can peel the sticker off and place the card next to it. Mr. Harris added, The magic is then watching it feed with its little tongue that comes out before it flies off. Hopefully Norwich can lead the way and show what a bee-friendly city is like. Feeding a bee is a beautiful way to connect with it, while also giving yourself a story. But people don't walk around carrying sugar and water, so we thought of something anyone can carry in their wallet.
A team of City fans are preparing themselves for an epic journey across Europe, reliving the club's 1993 UEFA Cup run. In October, Anita Byrne, David Powell and Lorraine Taylor will take part in the European Driving Challenge Canary Hall Rally to raise funds for the Neston Community Sports Foundation. But the team, which will be one of 20 Team U Pukey, need to raise £5,000 to take part and are looking for sponsors. The team is undertaking a number of fundraising initiatives, such as auctioning signed team shirts and footballs which have been donated. Mrs. Byrne said, "I was hooked on football and Norwich City in the early 90s after I was taken to a game by a couple of friends. It was a case if you can't beat them, join them. I got my first season ticket in the 1995-96 season and sat in the snake pit."
Record collectors in Norwich queued from the early hours to get their hands on special edition vinyls, while one person even set up camp overnight to secure a good spot. As part of the International Record Store Day, Sound Clash on St Benedict Street opened early with exclusive releases by new, established and legendary artists. Ryan Morgan had been waiting outside the store since 5 a.m, but despite his early start, he was not the first in the queue. Sound Clash was the only store in Norfolk taking part in the day and saw collectors from all over the country travel to Norwich to shop. People brought chairs to stay comfortable, and Paul Mills, owner of Sound Clash, said one person had set up camp at 5 p.m. the previous night. In the last few years, there have been more and more young people getting into vinyl and building up record collections alongside streaming music. They appreciate how much better music sounds when played on a record player compared to digital, and what a fun, sociable thing buying and playing records is. Now we'll move on to our second feature. It's a Shaggy Dog story, the tale of Black Shuck of Coltishall. The article is by Stacia Briggs and Shofra Connor, is read by Alan Shirley.